Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 6, Text 34. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Etad Vinyatura. Etad Yatura Chitanam Matrasvarshesh Chayat Muhu. Vavasindu Plavo Drishto Harichayanu Varnanam. It is personally experienced by me that those who are always full of cares and anxieties due to desiring contact of the senses with the sense objects can cross the ocean of nescience on a most suitable boat. The constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. The symptom of a living being is that he cannot remain silent even for some time. He must be doing something, thinking of something, or talking about something. Generally, the materialistic men think and discuss about subjects which satisfy their senses. But as these things are exercised under the influence of the external illusory energy, such central activities do not actually give them any satisfaction. On the contrary, they become full with cares and anxieties. This is called maya, or what is not. That which cannot give them satisfaction is accepted as an object for satisfaction. So Narada Muni, by his personal experience, says that satisfaction for such frustrated beings engaged in sense gratification is to chant always the activities of the Lord. The point is that the subject matter only should be changed. No one can check the thinking activities of a living being, nor the feeling, willing, or working processes. But if one wants actual happiness, one must change the subject matter only. You want to shut the door? It's okay. Yeah, there's another something. Instead of talking of the politics of a dying man, one might discuss the politics administered by the Lord himself. Instead of relishing activities of cinema artists, one can turn his attention to the activities of the Lord with his eternal associates like the gopis and lakshmis. The almighty personality of Godhead, by his causeless mercy, descends on the earth and manifests activities almost on the line of worldly men, but at the same time, extraordinarily, because he is almighty. He does so for the benefit of all conditioned souls, so they can turn their attention to transcendence. By doing so, the conditioned souls will gradually be promoted to the transcendental position and easily cross the ocean of nescience, the source of all miseries. This is stated from the personal experience by such an authority as Sri Narada Muni. And we can have the same experience also if we begin to follow in the footsteps of the great sages, the dearmost devotee of the Lord. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Malitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Pratashindu Bhaye Bhaja Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudev Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First the good news, then the bad news. The good news is, hopefully it's the good news, I was able to get through and get on. It's not so easy from here. And I sometimes forget due to the time changes. The bad news is that even though I ordered 5,000 rupees of phone minutes, and I looked on the messages that they were apparently installed, I only have 350 minutes left, which will only give us about maybe 25 minutes. But I'm trying, so please excuse me. Anyway, we've been following the story of Narada Muni, and the story is being told because he's instructing his disciple Vyas, who is going through all the Vedic literature and trying to figure out the best way in which to present it for the people of Kali Yuga. Remember, Acharya means one who selects. So he's seeing his audience, and the audience is the people of Kali Yuga with all the disadvantages. And he's really meditating on how to do it. And initially, he's very, very surprised because he's despondent, although he's apparently done everything correctly. And generally, despondency or suffering is a symptom that you're going against your duty or going against your nature. But because he's so sincere, he goes into the heart very, very deeply trying to find out what is wrong. And he's taking it very seriously because this is his service. And that journey within to actually find truth and seek truth often manifests externally in terms of the guru or the teacher. So Narada Muni comes and tells him that his process and presentation is defective because he hasn't sufficiently glorified Krishna, and that the only way in this Kali Yuga to overcome ego is love. Develop an attraction for serving God, which puts you in your true position as a servant of God. And because he's such an expert teacher, he illustrates the point. And one of the ways you can effectively illustrate a point is by your own personal example. And that could be spoken with great depth and realization. So he tells his own story. And the story is so relevant, how he himself became liberated by the very process he's recommending, which is hearing the pastimes of Krishna. And we're at the part of the story, and this is explained many times, one of the best transformatory stories, is he actually achieves a sort of perfection, and he gets a spiritual body, and the spiritual body has not been destroyed at the universal devastation. And in that spiritual body, he has a particular he has a particular service. He has a particular service. And his service is actually, he's the saint that presents bhakti. And the main way in which he presents bhakti is that he does kirtan. And he does so in his spiritual body. And now he's telling this whole story to Vyasadeva, and now he's concluding it, and he's telling him that this is my personal experience, that this actually works, that you actually can become free from all anxieties by anuvarnanam hari, he's experienced, trishta, he's experienced that by hari charyanuvarnanam, constant repetition of the hari charya, the activities of hari, that is the method. This, it actually works. I've experienced it. That it actually works. That if you actually constantly, and I think, I'm even saying from my own personal experience, I'm just meditating on Kartik, which so much facilitates chanting and hearing. And it's the process. Because when you're chanting and hearing about Krishna, you're actually acting on the transcendental platform, because what you are is a servant of Krishna. And what chanting and hearing is, it's acting on the spiritual platform of service to Krishna. And when you actually do that all the time, you become situated in a platform of somewhat of transcendence. I always remember that, what calamity, what difficulty is. Difficulty is suffering. I was just on the Skype with my niece. You may have met her. Some other people met her, Rachel. And she came to Vrindavan and stayed a month. And she's really very intelligent person. And anyway, I forgot the point. I was talking to her. Anyway, I'll get back to the other point I made. That, what's that? What's that? Yeah. I forgot what it was. So what happens is, yeah, I was explaining to her, I don't know why, at some point about suffering, but really what suffering is, and that's what Narada is telling Vyas, is that when things go against your desires, and how death is so terrifying because everything goes against your desire. Everything in the world that you want placed according to your desire is finished, including your own identity. And therefore, when we are situated on that platform, it says anxiety due to contact of the senses with their objects. When you're actually on that platform of false identity, and the false identity is, I am the enjoyer, I am the controller. And when you're contacting objects in that mood, it reinforces the false conception of the self, which is the false ego, which is manifest in the body, and you're always threatened with non-existence, and therefore there's always duality and there's always fear. And that's that famous verse in the Bhagavatam, which Jiva Goswami uses as the exemplar verse of what bhakti is. And I quote it many times. It's Bhayam Dutiya Binivesita Syat Ishadu Petasya Viparyo Smiti. So it describes Ishad Upetasya, when you turn away from God. And turning away from God is not a physical act. It's a matter of consciousness. You can't turn away from God. God is everything. Everything is God's energy. So when you turn away from God, it means you're turning away from the desire that there's God, the desire that there's authority, that there's something superior to you. Ishadu peitasya. So when you turn away from God, then you turn away from yourself, because what we are is in relationship to God. And therefore, we have to accept another identity, vipariyo smiti. A smiti, we forget who we are. When we turn away from God, we're part of God. So when we turn away from God, that's our identity. Who we are is part of God. So we turn away from God, we turn away from ourselves, vipariyo, and it becomes disillusion. Bayam dutiya. And from that arises fear and duality, because you're identifying with something that's temporary, and therefore you're always threatened with non-existence. So I explained this many times. My own personal experience is when I was going through a period of time of life where things were rapidly moving against my desires. I had ambitions, I had objectives, and they were all being ripped away really, really quickly. And that's what calamity is when the world moves quickly against your desires. The nature of a person is when you stay in a place, that's why people take sannyas or should take sannyas. When you stay in a place, you tend to organize the world according to your own comforts and desires. And so it creates a certain false stability of self. And what tragedy is, when it's all uprooted, just like people were in Pakistan, and then all of a sudden there was partition and the Hindus had to leave. And so much, you know, trauma and anxiety. When I was in New York during the World Trade Center, when I was on East 4th Street when the World Trade Center came down, people were writing me freak out letters. Why? Because this is America, and America has a certain stability. There's certain things that are there and that are not challenged. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're challenged. You know, imagine living in Israel. It's like you're living in New Jersey and your enemies are Philadelphia and Staten Island. And they want to annihilate you. So Americans, no, we're secure. No one can... And people were freaking out. So what happens is, generally when there's tragedy and you have some spiritual out acumen, then you have to shift. You have to shift the consciousness from happiness being how the world conforms to your desires to the true happiness, which is the condition of your consciousness in the world. So you tend to... So I had no choice, because I want to be happy. So when the world moves against your desires, then some spiritual acumen, you try to take shelter in not the way the world is organized, but how your consciousness is. So I was chanting and 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 chanting. And then I had that distinct realization. This activity is based on the true self. That's what I am. I'm a devotee. And I'm actually acting according to who I am, not the false conception. And I felt a certain relief. Because I kind of felt, yeah, this person who is serving Krishna by chanting and hearing, this person continues beyond the body, where the other person who's trying to control and enjoy the world, that concept of the self is finished. So it actually gives, it actually gave me, hey, I'm becoming a little fearless, a little relief like that. So here was Narada's point. He said it is personally experienced by those who are in anxiety because they have this idea that happiness will be objects in the world and the contact of my senses in those objects to stimulate some kind of sense of enjoyment and some type of sense of control and enjoyment, ego. So people, you're always in anxiety on that platform to the extent that you are. And, of course, we can stabilize our world if it helps us change our consciousness without the connection to that. And when you stabilize the world to change your consciousness, you become less dependent on the world for your happiness. See, he's saying, I experienced it. The constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of God. Because what happens is, and this is exactly the process that was recommended, Narada was saying, the process, yet this is the way to become free. Hear about Krishna and become attracted to who you are. Because the reason we have all the problems is because we're not attracted to who we are. We're attracted to being the enjoyer and the controller and therefore not being devotees of God. And therefore we're not attracted to the concept that someone is superior to us. When I was in New York with Pradyumna, and this is the greatest blessing in the world, that living on the same floor to you is probably the greatest living scholar as far as I'm concerned. And when he speaks, whatever he speaks, it's just mind-blowing. So he was talking to me, and one of the things he often talks about is Hajjism, that mistaking prakritaras for aprakritaras, material. And he was quoting from Bhakti Siddhanta that unless you're free from material ras, the sense that pleasure is contacting the object of the senses and being the controller enjoyer, then there's no question of aprakritaras, of the mood and, you know, these high subjects. And then he said another thing too, which was really interesting. He said a commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on the verse Shrindata Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtan. No. Dharma Sunishtita Punsa Vidiksena Kata Nopadaye Yati Yatim Shrama Eva Hi Kremalam. That even if you don't get lucky for Krishna's pastimes, then all your activities, your religious activities, are useless. And he said, and this really hit me in the heart, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the degree that you have rati for other topics other than the glorification of Krishna is the degree that you won't have rati or attraction to the pastimes of Krishna. And that is a big challenge in life. Where is your rati? And therefore, one who is advanced in spiritual life, he's always talking about Krishna. So Narada is, he's concluding. He's concluding now to the us. This is the result of my life. The result of my life is I got free of these anxieties because I completely changed my identity. And not only changed the identity, but changed the desire for who I want to be. When you want to be who you are, then you're finished with the illusion that you're something that you're not. You're finished with the concept, I'm the body, I'm the enjoyer, etc. And he's telling, this is my purpose. And therefore, what Prabhupada says in the purport is quite brilliant. It's just changing your subject matter. It's like, it's just a shift of what the object of what you talk about is. So this hits me hard. This is like a real, it's a challenge. It's so simple, though. And it's the essence and basis of the Krishna consciousness movement. And therefore, when I was in Gita Nagari in Kartik, when I had to leave Vrindavan once in 40 years or something during Kartik, and I did Kartik Vrata, and I was just chanting and hearing, it just becomes so clear that this is the process. Anyway, I forgot that point. But because the phone is going to go off soon, even though I feel very excited to continue on this subject, somehow or other I felt it was a little slow starting, but I really want to get into the essence of this. Oh, yeah, that's what I remembered about Gita Nagari. I was giving Hari Katha, and I every day, and people were coming. And I realized, like, I'm here in Mayapur, and there's, like, big buildings and big temples and thousands of pilgrims. But the essence is there has to be a place where Krishna's past is talked about. That's what it has to be. That's the, and I realized, you know, that's really, if there's a spiritual community, that has to, that's the part that has to be there. You can have an economic base, you can have management, all these things have to be there, but there has to be this element that actually gives the purpose of the community, which is self-realization. And this is the method of self-realization. You have to hear about Krishna and become attracted to who you are. Because we're suffering, because we're not attracted to who we are. We're attracted to something which we're not, which is the controller and the enjoyer. Anyway, I really wanted to get into this point, but I'm going to have to end now because I know that I've spoken for half an hour and I'm calculating. India, when you're out of your area where you got your phone, it's 10 times as expensive. So instead of being like 1 rupee a minute, it's probably 9 rupees a minute. Anyway, that's 9 times. So what you have, so anybody like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. It's Gail.
That would be the friend.
Who's that? That's Gail?
This is Gail.
Okay.
It's Gail.
Right. Watch the voice.
Okay, thank you, Gail. I really try to put minutes on, but it's going to go soon. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
I heard two people. One was Malati, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then after that, who did I hear?
It's Hanan and Surit Maharaj. Obeisances, Hare Krishna. We came back to America, and we are happy here again.
Oh.
The sun.
Well, I'm so happy you're back on the Sangha. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Thank
Krishna.
You. Anybody else like to say? Wait, let me check. 1 second. Yugala. I'm staying with Yugala.
Oh.
And I'm listening. What?
I
ain't going for that. Yugala says Haribo. Okay.
Also, thank you, Hare Krishna.
Okay. Anybody else? Say hello.
Hare Krishna Bhakta.
I heard Govardhan Bhakta. Who else is there?
Chaitanya Priya. Hare Krishna.
Thank you always for Chaitanya Priya for being on the classes. Thank you. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for a great class. I wish it was longer, too.
I wish it was longer, too, because I was really getting into the point. But okay. Anybody else? I saw Kala Chanji just the morning that I left. So we did get
He was
to spend
so
some
happy
time together.
To see you.
I was too. Okay, anybody else like to say hello? Okay, we better end now because I can see my minutes are going. But anyway, I'm going to get plugged in here. We should have it really steady now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Henry, Hare Bol.
Hare Bol, Maharaj. Great class. Great class.
Thank you, Henry. Hare Krishna. Okay, I'll go now, but I have to. Thank you.